Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We've been sharing with you on the subject of the Holy Spirit, and we have talked about the fact that there is a difference between the baptism with the Holy Spirit, the receiving of the Holy Spirit, and the filling of the Holy Spirit. We talked about the filling of the Holy Spirit occurring in the Old Testament era, four places, before anybody was baptized with the Holy Spirit or before anybody received the Holy Spirit. We talked about the Holy Spirit baptism that brings us into the priesthood by spiritual birth, which is the born-again experience. We also mentioned from the Scriptures that the world cannot receive the Holy Spirit. Only believers can receive the Holy Spirit. And we also talked about the fact that the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father, not from Jesus, and that Jesus got the Holy Spirit from the Father and sent the Holy Spirit into the earth on the day of Pentecost. Now, we mentioned there were seven specific scriptures about the baptism with the Holy Spirit. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 11, Mark 1, 8, Luke 3:16, John 1:33. These are the four scriptures where John the Baptist was prophesying of Jesus as the baptizer with the Holy Spirit. Acts 1:5, Jesus speaking says that John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence, indicating that it hadn't happened yet. Acts 11, Peter is relating what happened at Cornelius's house, where he began to tell them words whereby they might be saved. And as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as on us at the beginning. Then remembered I the word of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Peter relating what happened when they got saved. The specific scripture that tells us very clearly what the baptism of the Holy Spirit is, 1 Corinthians 12:13, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. The baptism by the Holy Spirit brought us into the body of Christ. And what do we get? We get the Spirit of Jesus Christ. It's important that you know that the Spirit of Christ and the Holy Spirit are different. The Spirit of Christ proceeds from Jesus, who we receive as our personal Lord and Savior. The Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father. So when you get born again, what happens? You get a brand new spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, as you're baptized with the Holy Spirit. And so you've come into the body of Christ, into relationship with Him. Now, we're going to continue and share on the subject of receiving the Holy Spirit, which we talked about in the last broadcast. In Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26 and 27, here's where Ezekiel prophesied, and he said, "A new spirit will I put within you," in verse 26. And in verse 27, he says, "And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you'll keep my judgments and do them." Here we see that the anew spirit we get is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. The my spirit is referring to the Holy Spirit. It's talking about two different spirits. Now in John 7, in verse 37 to 39, here's where Jesus stood, and he said, "Let any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive." The word receive is the word lambano. It's important that you realize there's a difference between the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the receiving of the Holy Spirit. Here he's talking about the receiving of the Holy Spirit. Who is supposed to receive the Holy Spirit? Those that believe. Only born-again believers can receive, the Greek word lambano, which is a word which means a self-prompted taking hold of, an active reception, active taking hold of the Holy Spirit. In John 14, verse 17, it says, "The world cannot receive," same word, lambano, "the Holy Spirit." Only the believers can receive the Holy Spirit. So the prerequisite for receiving the Holy Spirit is that you must be a born-again believer. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, in verse 13, the scripture we just mentioned about, where it says, "By one Spirit are we all baptized into one body," it goes on to say, "Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit." Notice the phrase, baptized into one body, and then drink into one Spirit. the baptism into one body is the new birth. The drinking into one spirit is talking about receiving the Holy Spirit. How do we know that? We know that because in John chapter 7, in verse 37, where it says, "Let any man who's athirst, let him come unto me and drink." What was he talking about? Receiving the Holy Spirit. So drinking is synonymous with receiving the Holy Spirit, while baptism of the Holy Spirit is what brought us into the new birth. When you think about it, if you're baptized with the Holy Spirit, what happens? Baptism remembers an untranslated Greek word, which means to be immersed, engulfed, or submerged in something. If you were suddenly immersed, submerged, or engulfed in the presence of the Holy Spirit doesn't get into you at that point, but it has an effect upon you, which is what happens when it takes the old spirit out and the new spirit of Jesus Christ comes in, who you receive as your personal Lord and Savior at the new birth. One of the ways we can kind of understand this is this. Suppose I have a glass of water, and I take my hand and I stick my hand down in the water. My hand would effectively be baptized in the water. It'd be immersed, submerged, or engulfed in the water. So the water could have an effect upon me. But does the water get into my hand? No. But what if I took the same water and drank that water? What happens then? Then the water gets inside of me. When the baptism of the Holy Spirit occurs, the Holy Spirit engulfs the person and takes the old spirit out and puts a new spirit in. But what spirit is it? The spirit of Jesus Christ, which is what a person gets when they're born again. Because who do we receive as our personal Lord and Savior? Jesus. The Holy Spirit does not come into us at that time. The Holy Spirit comes in when we drink Him in or receive the Holy Spirit to come and dwell in us. Very clearly, you can see these experiences in Acts chapter 8. In Acts chapter 8 and verse 5, where Philip preached Christ to those at Samaria. Now they believed the things that Philip was preaching in verse 12, and they got baptized. So if they believed the word that came to them, they got born again, and then they were baptized, talking about water baptism, which is declaring what happened on the inside of them. So they were born again. In verse 14, when the apostles, which were at Jerusalem, heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost, for as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. That shows you something. What do we see in Acts 8, verse 5? Here Philip preaches Christ to them. Verse 12, they get their believe, they're born again, they get baptized with water. Down in verse 14, Peter and John now come down to pray for them at a later time to receive the Holy Spirit. It indicates that he came down and that the Holy Spirit had not fallen upon any of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. So the Holy Spirit had not come into them at all. But the Holy Spirit was received, it's the Greek word lambano again, to dwell in their new spirit of Christ, which is what happens. The Holy Spirit comes to dwell in your spirit. And this happened at a later time when Peter and John came down and prayed for them and laid their hands upon them. And then they received the Holy Ghost. Very important, so we can clearly see the separation of these two experiences of being born again under Philip's ministry, and then receiving the Holy Spirit under Peter and John's ministry. In Acts chapter 2, in verse 38, Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." The word receive, lambano again, taking hold of the Holy Spirit. So someone repents, they get born again, they are baptized, and showing the fact that they are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Then it says, "And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Shall is future tense. Notice what it didn't say. It didn't say you already have received the Holy Spirit or you got the Holy Spirit at salvation. No, it says you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That tells you something. The fact that it was a future thing that they were going to receive. Shall receive is future tense. So that means first you get born again, then you take the Holy Spirit to come to dwell in you, the receiving of the Holy Spirit. Look at Acts chapter 19. In Acts chapter 19, from verse 2 to 6, here is where Paul found some disciples at Ephesus, and he said to them in verse 2, Have you received the Holy Ghost? And the word received is lambano. Have you received or taken hold of the Holy Ghost since you believed? They were believers, but they hadn't received the Holy Spirit. In fact, they said, we've not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. They didn't even know about it. They only had John's baptism, and they ended up getting baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And in verse 6, when Paul laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them. That's when they received the Holy Spirit, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. So Paul found some disciples there. They had not even heard about the Holy Spirit. They were believers. They were born again, but they had not received the Holy Spirit. That shows you again that receiving the Holy Spirit is subsequent to salvation. Now in Ephesians chapter 1, in verse 13 and 14, we see this clearly shown again, because remember he was talking about the church there at Ephesus. In Ephesians 1, in verse 13 and 14, it says this, in whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. Here we see they heard the word of truth. That was the gospel of their salvation. They trusted in Jesus as Savior. They got born again. Then it says, in whom also after that you believed. Otherwise, this follows that. You were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. So the Holy Spirit is one of promise. Who are the promises for? Those that are born again. And it goes on and says, this Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest, or earnest means first fruit, of our inheritance. So the Holy Spirit is part of our inheritance that one is to receive. When do you receive an inheritance? When you're a son or a daughter of God. You can't receive an inheritance until you are in relationship. And so therefore, it's talking about someone who's already born again, who receives the Holy Spirit as the first fruit of their inheritance to come to dwell in them. Clearly, we can see that the new birth occurs when a person receives Jesus, personal Lord and Savior, and then the Holy Spirit is received subsequent to salvation. Luke 11:13 says this, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Here we see that we are instructed to ask our Heavenly Father to give us the Holy Spirit. Notice what it doesn't say. It doesn't say how much will God give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him, but it says how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him, showing that receiving the Holy Spirit is for believers who approach God as their Heavenly Father. Well, we talked more about this. We're going to conclude on this and get into the area of filling of the Holy Spirit in the next broadcast. As I close today, I have a book available on this subject. The title of the book is The Difference Between Baptism, Receiving, and Filling of the Holy Spirit. If you'd like to get this, it's available for $6, postage paid. Please call 602-279-5212. Again, the book, The Difference Between Baptism, Receiving, and Filling of the Holy Spirit, available for $6, postage paid. To get it, please call 602-279-5212. I want to invite you to Jesus' Lord Outreach Center, where we teach the uncompromised Word of God, scripture after scripture, subject after subject, displaying all of the scriptures by video for you to see. We also minister deliverance and healing continually until you are set free. Service times are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.